Well, one of them sort of game related, but just sort of Georgia rumor fringe things to mention. We can say on pretty good authority, Kirby Smart's not interested in the Jets job.
No, he's not going.
Yeah, Kirby's not doing that. He's not interested. That's not happening. Like, I don't know if there's a day that comes when Kirby is listening to NFL offers, but I would guess you probably got about 6 years before that happens. Because his kids are young, and he wants to be around. His kid, his youngest, is in seventh grade. Yeah. So maybe when somebody graduates from high school and they're all out of the house, and I don't know, he's got three more national championships on the shelf.
Maybe.
But until then, you're good. And this one is not that one.
No.
They're not going to wear black Saturday night. Afternoon.
I'm sorry.
4:15, huh?
Yeah, man.
Kind of weird.
Better
than 7:30.
Yeah, but I just, you
better
know,
than noon.
Yeah. I just want them to go take care of business. I think that's the one. Carson, be sharp. Get them out of there somewhere in the third quarter. Let the other guys play and everything like that. But, yeah, this should – don't play around.
Yeah.
You know, that's my biggest thing about Saturday. Don't be up there playing around and fooling around.
We'll talk to Roddy more about it tomorrow. Some big matchups outside of that one, though. Red River Shootout.
Yeah, man.
Texas number one, 5-0. Quinn Ewers officially going to start. Sark just confirmed that like 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma 4-1, 18th in the country. Not a noon start for the Red River Shootout at 3:30.
Which is great.
It's way better. Noon starts suck. Yeah. So this one being at 3:30 is great. I hope it's a good game. I know even when there's big spreads in these games, they tend to be good anyway. Like this rivalry.
Remember last year?
I don't remember.
Wasn't that when Dylan Gabriel led the last second win?
Yeah. 2 years ago, Bijan and Texas beat the brakes off.
Yeah, last year, I thought Texas was favorite last year, and they found a way to win that game. And so, who's going to be the quarterback at Oklahoma? Because the guy that was supposed to be, you saw the disaster he was playing against Tennessee. So, who's going to be the quarterback, and how did they get it? And how does.
Well, I think it's going to be Michael Hawkins Jr.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Is he going to be the guy again?
I think so.
And the one thing with Quinn Ewers, rust. Is there rust? Mm. And that'll be the biggest thing to knock off the rust early and everything. But I still think Texas wins this one.
Yeah, I just think Texas is so much better than they are. And I don't know, maybe it's close early, but this is also one of those ones that I could see Texas kind of handling their
business.
Flexing
their muscle on.
Ohio State at Oregon.
Interested in this.
That's where game day will be. Obviously, that's a conference game. My mind still doesn't believe it, but it's true. That's a Big Ten conference game. Number two versus number three in the country.
Yeah, I think Ohio State is more number two than Oregon is number three.
I agree with that.
Yeah, and so I think that Oregon, I just don't know what to think of. I mean, they're undefeated, don't get me wrong, but it's like, and we'll see the same thing now, because Oregon has players. You know, this would be Ohio State's biggest test to so far this year. And how do they go on the road into a place? When is this, a 3:30 or night game?
It's a night game. 7:30.
A night game in Eugene, energy.
Well, 7:30 our time, 4:30 out there. So the sun will still be up.
Okay. So I'm just saying, like, energy and all those different things. Because Eugene, that's a tough place to play.
It is. It's loud.
It's a tough place to play. How does Ohio State, you know, because they haven't played nobody. We know that.
Yeah.
And how do they play? It's going to be I think it's going to be a competitive game for a while. I think Ohio State is probably hard me to say, but no, it's not. I think Ohio State will out-athlete.
Oh, I think so, too.
Yeah, I think.
I think talent for talent, Ohio State has them. And it's close. Oregon's talented, but they got the better run game. Yes. They got the better offensive line. I don't know about the quarterbacks. Like, Dylan Gabriel's a really solid facilitator. I don't know if you need him to be dynamic in the fourth quarter if he can win you a game, although you just talked about how he did that last year at Oklahoma against Texas. But he hasn't really been asked to do that yet. I really don't know about Will Howard.
I don't know. I know he's a good quarterback.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's a good quarterback. But is he a great quarterback? But with all his talent, does Ohio State need a great quarterback?
Yeah, they got that great receiver.
They got that great damn receiver.
And they got two real good running backs.
Yes.
And I think you just feed those guys and let them go. But, that should be an interesting one for sure. I'm with you, though, as far as the breakdown of it. And Ohio State's favored by three on the road. So that's sort of the lean that the odds makers have as well. Ole Miss at Tiger Stadium, Baton Rouge.
Love it.
That's a night
love
game.
Love it. Number nine,
Ole Miss, 5-1. LSU, number 13, 4-1. Yeah, that should be
a lot of fun.
That should be a great football
game. That's going to be a lot of fun down there. And, you know, when you look at Ole Miss, they bounced back fine after the loss to Kentucky, beat the hell out of South Carolina. Mm-hmm. I still don't know who or what LSU is.
I don't either.
You know, but, I mean, they still got a lot of good players there. They're playing at home. We know how hard it is to win down there and can – you know, Lane get his team ready to go and play.
That's a huge question. Yeah. Because if they're 5-2 in this year where they were supposed to be best they've ever been, they fixed the trenches, all that kind of stuff, then and I don't mean Lane's not a good coach, but I think we're probably kind of good on Lane being national championship caliber if you ever were there, which you weren't.
Yeah.
Like you can't, you know, you can't have all that hype and talk about it and then be 5-2 before October's over.
Yeah.
I mean, I think there's a lot of pressure on Brian Kelly too.
Yeah.
I don't think he's impressed anybody down there over the course of time.
I don't want to say honeymoon, but like I think Brian Kelly's a good coach. Is it getting to a point where it's like, okay, damn, this experiment worked? And
yeah, because it's, you know, I think he's a good coach for sure. I don't think there's any doubt about that. But that's a program where the expectation is to be competing for national championships.
Yes.
And the three coaches before him all won national championships. And that's not to say that he can't. But we're kind of far enough into this thing now to where, all right, they made the SEC championship game a couple years ago. And that was great. That was almost an overperformance in year one. Last year, they had the incredible offense, the Heisman Trophy winner, all that defense couldn't stop anybody. If you're taking steps backwards, you can't really do that with the expectation level at LSU.
No. I think,
I don't know. Whichever team loses that game, it's really bad for that coach.